This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we begin the broadcast today with a story that is a complicated mix of the human condition, the economic marketplace, relative worth in a highly competitive field, and it's about big business to boot. It's about football and a really talented college athlete named Michael Sam, who said last night that he's gay. Not newsworthy in and of itself, except he said it to ESPN and the New York Times, and it has been the story of the business of sports and society today. Holly Anderson covers college football for ESPN's Grantland. Holly, it's good to have you here.
Hi.
So for those who until last night had not heard of Michael Sam, how good a football player is this guy?
He is one of the more decorated players you'll find in college football this season. As a defensive player, he obviously doesn't get as much attention nationally as some of your offensive stars would. But, you know, just to rattle off a few, he was a first-team All-American. He was named the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. You know, that's nothing to sneeze at in the SEC. Yeah. And I think most importantly, he was named team MVP by his own teammates, you know, a season after he told them
that he was gay. Right. Which mm-hmm. brings us to the nub of this thing. He now has come out and said he is gay before the NFL draft. Now what happens?
It's really, you know, it doesn't seem like there would ever be a perfectly ideal time to do this, because while he did, you know, drop this news this early in the hopes that it wouldn't be a big deal by the time of the draft, there's still the NFL Combine.
Which is where the college, you know, the top college players go and basically demonstrate their skills, right?
Yeah. You have to be in, it's an invitation-only affair. You show up, you do all these tricks for the scouts and managers and coaches in attendance, and he'll be doing that just, you know, a couple weeks after all this came out. So that is a big deal.
Do you think this could mean he goes undrafted? Forget dropping down a round or two, which there's already that buzz out there. But could it be that now general managers say, not only will there be upset in the locker room, but I just don't need the headache, the media circus that will come with this?
I certainly hope not, of course. But one thing I want to say is that I don't know, but it's a very confident I don't know, because we don't know that teams aren't going to dismiss the notion of distractions entirely and not even feel that they're taking a flyer on him, a team that's going to be very confident in this pick. And realistically, we also don't know that there aren't teams feeding negative information about him so they can get him at a steal.
Boy, that's cynical and Machiavellian, I'll tell you what.
It's the NFL.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, the NFL's got a lot on its hands right now, right? It's got the concussion thing going on. Is it possible, and yes, this is hypotheses, but is it possible that Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is sort of saying, we need not to have this become a big, bad thing for us?
It is my fervent hope that in some part of the black pit where his heart should be, Roger Goodell, who is a businessman,
right,
we're moving towards a future where this is going to be good business for teams, for college and NFL both. We're moving towards, you can see in the response from Michael's teammates how they're bragging this morning about the family environment that team has created at Missouri, about, you know, being accepting of cultural differences. It's going to come to a point where it's going to be good business to accept all kinds of people. And hopefully the NFL is smart enough to see this, because if nothing else, and he is nothing else, Roger Goodell is a pragmatist.
You know, it's funny. This all goes to the Branch Rickey moment, right? Branch Rickey, of course, integrated baseball with the Brooklyn Dodgers and Jackie Robinson 50 or 60 years ago.
And, you know, no one ever forgave the Dodgers for that.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, there is a general manager out there who's like, you know what, this is the right thing to do, and it makes economic sense.
And he's an excellent football player, lest we forget.
Holly Anderson, she covers college football for ESPN's Grantland. Holly, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Kai.